Hi, and welcome to Photo Talk, a place for answers to your photography questions. I'm your host, Anthony Feliciano. Email your questions to phototalkpodcast@gmail.com.
And now, get ready for another episode of Photo Talk.
Okay, so we're gonna do the photo trivia game, or fun trivia quiz. I'm going to ask you some questions. And if you don't mind, just tell me, raise your hand, and then just say what it is. And of course, I'll elaborate and everything, okay? So here we go. Define the rule of thirds.
It is dividing the image area into nine spaces, and you choose where it intersects to place your subject matter.
Great, great, fantastic. That's the answer. It's a compositional guideline that breaks our image into thirds: the top, the middle, the bottom, left, the middle, and the right. And why is it that we use the rule of thirds? Why is it?
That's the way you see things.
Exactly. You must have been a good student. That's the way we see. We naturally see in the rule of thirds because we don't move to talk to you here and, you know, over here. We just do it naturally. So, yeah. So that's how we see it. It's interesting. It tells a story. Okay. Which capture mode is best for sports photography?
Shutter mode?
You sure? Which one?
Shutter mode.
Shutter mode. Why?
Mine,
why?
Because you can set it to a very fast shutter.
That's the key. That's it right there. Up to the shutter. So you can set the shutter speed. Right. Yeah, shutter is exactly for that. In aperture mode, how is the shutter set by the camera? In aperture mode, how is the shutter set by the camera?
Depends on the aperture, the shutter.
No. Automatically.
Okay.
Who said that? All right. Why did you hear it? She said shutter? Okay, how about I'll give you another chance. In shutter mode, how is the aperture set by the camera? Right. Yeah, it's automatic. I just want you to learn that if you use aperture, you don't have to worry about shutter. If you use shutter, you don't have to worry about aperture. Okay? It's automatically set. What are the creative modes on the camera? What do they call? The creative exposure modes. We talked about it in the last few weeks. We had assignments on it every week.
Oh.
Just look at your camera.
Aperture.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Program.
Uh-huh. Program, aperture, shutter, and manual. Right. Those are.
And automatic.
No. Never. No more automatics. What does the word actuations mean? No.
Tripping the shutter.
Yeah.
How many times the camera?
That's it. Actuation is the word meaning that the shutter click. And actuations total would be lifetime shutter clicks. So each time you click, it's actuation. Okay. What are two adjustments you can make in program mode?
Aperture and exposure.
In program mode, what are two things you can do? Two.
Exposure compensation.
Exposure compensation and ISO. Yeah. Speak up, man. Can't hear you. She's got the answers. What are two types of camera metering methods?
Spot.
Center weighted spot. And
yeah. Angles. Right. And perfect. What does metering the shot mean when you meter the shot? I'm metering for the background. I'm metering for his hair.
Check the light level at the location.
Whoa.
Check the light at the point of.
But what does the light do?
Set your shutter speed. No.
It measures the light to create an exposure.
Okay.
Yeah. Measuring light to create an exposure. It's not enough that it measures light. Mm-hmm. It has to create the exposure. Okay. Okay. What does the depth of field mean?
How far your focus is.
The range it stays focused.
Oh, that's pretty close. The area that is in focus in front and behind your subject. Okay. So then we have two types of depth of field, wide and shallow, which I already gave you the answer. Oh, that's no good. So which capture mode would you use for a wider depth of field? F8 or
higher.
F2?
F8.
Right. Okay. We talked about what firmware means, so we'll skip that one. What does the focal length mean?
How far the lens...
Between the lens and the subject.
Yeah, that's right. This is between the camera and the subject as it's recorded by the lens that you're using, because each lens is different. What's a digital negative? We talked about that real quick one day. We did that. Digital negative. Huh?
Is that a file?
It's a file, but...
A file?
A what? No, it's just the opposite.
Raw.
Okay. Yeah, digital negative is a raw file. Yeah. And what is a digital darkroom?
Photoshop, right.
Yeah, she got it. Yeah, perfect. That's right. What are the advantages of manual mode?
You have total control.
Yeah, she's got it. Let's see. So here's a hypothetical situation. When your settings are not working, to get the shot, what should you do? To get the shot. To what?
To go to auto.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You said that like it should at least work in that, and then if it doesn't, you have a big problem.
Exactly right. Yeah, and that will happen to you sooner or later. Electronics is electronics, but sometimes it will work in auto. Take the shot you need, and then get it fixed or find out what's going on. Of course, take the battery out, take the card out, wait 30 seconds. Yeah, we don't want to use auto, but sometimes how'd you take that if it broke? Well, I put it on auto and it worked. What? Yeah. What is continuous burst mode? What's the definition of continuous burst mode?
It's continuous activation.
Right, it takes continuous frames per second. And depending on what your camera is, it could be 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 11 frames per second.
I watched this guy taking the golf. Like 12.
Yeah. Well, what you want to do is you want to use continuous burst mode to help you get the shot, because, and you have to anticipate. Remember when we threw the ball up in the room and you have to capture it, you have to anticipate in between all those shots, one of them, because what you want to do is not only show what's going on, especially golf can put me asleep, right? But if the guy makes a face like that, and he did something good or bad, it's captured.
Yeah, and also probably when the ball goes and right before he throws it.
Yeah. And there's no do-overs, right? No repeats. So you got to get it. And the other thing, interesting enough about the mechanics of this thing, is that as you're doing continuous burst mode, the camera adjusts itself. It will, again, back to that day that I had to shoot from the car. I knew that if I kept shooting, that one of those shots was going to be good. I mean, one of those shots, I took 200, and five were good.
How about continuous burst? It's not... one shutter trip and it takes the burst, or is it continuous burst by your shutter?
No, it's both. Yeah, that's exactly right. It takes continuous frame per second. So you're actually shooting, but the camera, as I mentioned, is making the adjustment. So even if you were a little bit off as you're doing it, the camera is adjusting. These cameras, well, especially the high-end ones with the great lenses, well, that's where it pays off. Because some of those shots, especially for the paparazzi people, they buy the high-end fast cameras and great lenses, because one shot could be $100,000. That's a lot of money for one shot. If you get somebody doing something that they said they weren't doing, like the time they caught Michael Douglas smoking in the beach when he said he quit because he had lung cancer, so that was $250,000. Here's your check. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pays for all your equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy some new stuff.
Yeah. So you buy more stuff. Yeah. Okay, here's another question. What do you do when your lens is going moving back and forth?
Manual put it focus.
Exactly. Put it in manual mode. Does that happen to anybody yet? What happened? Yeah. You knew how to do that. Yeah.
Well, I just bought some lens extenders.
Extenders. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was trying it out, and it didn't want to focus, even though it was all electronically connected. So I figured, well, if I'm going to do that with those extenders, I'll probably have to use the manual focus every now and then.
Yep. Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah.
Long time ago, I had an SLR, Konica. Mm-hmm. And there was a lens inverter that you could put to get real close-up.
Reversible lens.
Reverse lens.
Right.
Do you have that option with the DSLR cameras also?
No. Not most of them. You have to buy extenders or they call them, some of them call them two.
Adapters.
Adapters, yeah. Mm-hmm. Adapters of all kinds.
Take it away from
that.
Yeah.
Flip it around.
Yeah. They have this thing called Lens Baby. Anybody heard of that?
Yeah.
And a Lens Baby.
Baby?
Lens Baby, yes. That's crazy names.
It's, kind of like
it's about
cheap,
this big. No. What you do is it's a tilt shift. So it's on the camera lens, and then you could bend it like this and twist it so to get different shots of area focus. Yeah. It used to be the old tilt shift lens, and now it's Lens Baby makes about three different types, depending on what you want to photograph. A little too much time consuming for me. And they're not cheap. So I'm not sure how well they're doing. Okay, last question is, what is the Sunny 16 rule? What is the Sunny 16 rule?
Isn't it F-16, 100 ISO?
And
100 shutter speed.
That's right. Bingo. Very good. Why do we use it? Why does it work?
You've got the smaller aperture.
Because we have a lot of light. Right. Right. Okay.
You start with, and then you.
So and then the next one is the F8 rule.
Right. It's about midway through.
Right. It's midway, and it's in the middle scale. And then what are the other two numbers?
100 and 125.
Right. 100 or 100 or 125, which is what I use. But yeah, normally it's 100, 100, and then you work yourself up or down from there. Right. And it's good. Did anybody try that? The F8. You did. How did it work?
It worked good. I thought 125 was a little bit overexposed. I like richer colors.
Yeah, it all depends. Again, your taste, your camera. Some cameras shoot a little hotter. They call it hotter. And some, you know, somewhere in between. My preference is the 125, but that's okay. If it works for you at a 100, that's fine. If it works for you, different numbers. But at least you have a way. You have a way to manage this. Okay, any other questions? Anything else? Because we're going to do the class evaluation thing, and then I appreciate your time that we have. Don't forget the photo club. We have the street photography workshop, which is actually this weekend, and we have photo chromers thing, and then we have all many things. So don't stop learning and don't stop practicing, because if you stop, then you lose the rhythm of this. Yes?
You just said you're having a workshop this weekend.
Yeah, the street photography workshop is this weekend.
Is it the same format every time, same venue? Go downtown?
Yeah, go downtown, yeah. Okay. It depends where in downtown. Sometimes we don't take the same route, and sometimes we, you know, there's many different ways to go. So you went, and it's kind of, it makes you learn what you know or see things different. If you're good with the camera, you see things different. That's the whole thing about photography, is able to see. Anybody seen different since they started or try to see things?
I am.
Like each assignment, my eyes were like, I'd be driving like,
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Come
back.
Right. Yes. I think for me, like I'm always seeing. I think I'm more towards the creative end of it. I don't know if my picture shot or not.
Sure.
But it's given me more confidence with the camera and knowing where the different settings are and how to use them to get what I want.
Yeah, yeah. Again, the settings, things don't change. You just know what they are. And then you go, oh, I think I'll do this with that and that. And, you know, as long as you know some rules. Remember, we talked about if you know the rules, you know you can break them. But you got to know the rules. You know, you got to know where you're starting from. And then you move on. And it's just a matter of practice and time before you can get to the point where you want to be at. But you do that by merging yourself and mixing with people who are doing the same thing. If you don't find these people, then, you know, you're alone. You're out there. Any other questions? I'm going to stop. Thank you very much.
Don't forget to download episodes of Photo Talk from this site or from the iTunes podcast to your phone or computer. Keep up with all the Photo Talk episodes by clicking on the followers button. And of course, your comments are always welcome. Thank you for your time. This time, until next time. So long.